On the streets and freeways of Southern California, high-speed police pursuits have become commonplace and dangerous. This year, there have been so many collisions resulting in injuries and deaths that the new police chief in Los Angeles has proposed banning a majority of car chases. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports.
Hollywood-style police chases are so common in Los Angeles, there's now a website that can alert you whenever the television news airs another high-speed chase, like this report on the local CBS affiliate KCBS.
Drivers moved over as a blue pickup truck shot past on the Golden State Freeway in Pacoima this morning with the LAPD in pursuit.
Local stations often interrupt regular programming to broadcast lengthy pursuits in real time, shot from helicopter sky cams, complete with running commentary.
And there they go, the pit maneuver. They have just spun him around. Now he's going to try to get away, but now they're going to try to block him in. This is incredible. Look at this.
According to the LA Police Commission, most police pursuits begin after minor infractions, such as broken taillights or missing license plates. Minor offenses accounted for more than half of the LAPD chases between 1999 and 2001, according to a commission review. And of those, more than half ended in crashes. Earlier this month, fleeing suspects broadsided a minivan, severing the arm of a 2.5-week-old boy. During a press conference, attorney Stephen Mancini announced that the baby's family would be suing the LAPD.
The family feels that, you know, a life or a maiming is certainly too high a price to pay for the apprehension of a suspect.
As a result of this and other incidents, Chief William Bratton is proposing a ban on police chases over minor offenses. He cited last year's statistics.
We have 781 pursuits. We have 283 collisions as a result of those pursuits, 139 injuries, and 6 fatalities. That speaks for itself. We have a lot of people getting hurt in police chases. So what we're seeking to do is reduce that risk.
Last week, Bratton took his proposal to the Police Commission, which oversees the LAPD. The plan would require supervisors, not patrol officers, to decide when to give chase, and it would make more use of helicopters to track fleeing suspects. At a recent meeting at police headquarters, Commission President Rick Caruso said the policy should be even more restrictive, allowing car pursuits only for suspected felons.
The risk to the public is great, and therefore, every time you initiate a pursuit, there should be a compelling reason to do so. God forbid if there is an incident, there's a justification for it because you're chasing a felon.
Last March, a driver fleeing from police struck two elderly pedestrians, Anna and Henry Polivoda. They are still recovering from broken bones and head injuries, says their daughter, Stephanie Yablo. She says she supports Chief Bratton's plan, and she agrees with Caruso that chases should be used sparingly.
My parents' pursuit began as a result of what they thought was a stolen car, but they checked it out and they admitted that all it was an expired registration tag. Was that enough?
L.A. City Councilmember Jack Weiss would like to see a change in state law regarding suspects.
Right now, if you flee from the police, it can be charged as a misdemeanor, and that's a mistake. It ought to be a mandatory felony. It ought to be mandatory jail time. The minute you put it in drive and flee from the cops, that ought to mean state prison. And maybe that way we'll get the attention of some of these people, and they'll pull over rather than run through a residential neighborhood and cause a little boy to lose his arm.
The police commission plans to vote on Chief Bratton's plan on January 7th. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News, Los Angeles.